You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. A Texas lawyer and his wife having a marriage counseling session when he finds out he's going to be a dad. Mason Herring not happy to hear it. Back at home, his wife becomes suspicious when the 38-year-old repeatedly offers her glasses of cloudy water.
Herring assures her that he's concerned about her hydration, and the cloudiness may have come from the pipes. She becomes extremely ill after drinking the glass of water and later finds packaging for misoprostol, a drug that can induce an abortion, in the trash. She decides to set up a camera to confirm her suspicions.
Herring's wife shocked to see her husband dumping contents of a pill into the glass meant for her. The water's tested and contains an abortion-inducing drug. Mason Herring now charged with two felony counts, including assault of a pregnant person. Angela Stackhouse likes to travel, but for a very nefarious reason. Stackhouse traffics cocaine in Montana, gets underage girls and women hooked on the drug, then uses their addiction and death threats to sex assault them.
The 52-year-old travels back and forth to Colorado to obtain cocaine for distribution. There, he sexually assaults a woman while providing her drugs. In Billings, Stackhouse assaults another woman, also kidnapping and raping two underage girls. Several other women testify Stackhouse attacked them.
The 52-year-old will now serve life in prison for transportation of a person with intent to engage in illegal sex activity and cocaine, plus two counts of kidnapping. Michael Butler gets out of prison and goes on a crime spree from Alabama to Georgia. First, he kidnaps and rapes two girls at gunpoint. Then, he robs, kidnaps, and beats another couple. He follows that with two shootings, one resulting in death.
That's right. Butler carjacks and kidnaps two 17-year-olds at an Alabama drugstore. He takes them to a wooded area and sexually assaults them at gunpoint and drives to Georgia in their car. There, Butler forces a couple to load valuables in their car at gunpoint. The woman manages to call 911, and Butler flees. About 15 miles away, he shoots a man in the chest and leg. Butler then heads back to Alabama to rape and shoot a final victim.
Cops set up surveillance on I-20 and spot Butler in the car he stole from the first victims. He's now booked on kidnapping a minor, robbery, carjacking, two counts of rape with a gun, attempted murder, and murder. Daxton and Amy Kirk, mother and son, pulled over in Nebraska for speeding, illegal window tint, and driving in multiple lanes. Cops search their truck and find over 400 pounds of pot, 3,000 THC vape pens, and a loaded gun.
Nebraska cops specifically found 147 pounds of raw marijuana, 179 pounds of hash, 97 pounds THC concentrate shatter, 1.5 pounds THC wax, and just shy of 3,000 THC vape pens, along with $1,800 cash and a loaded 9mm handgun.
Mother and son now face possession of a firearm during a felony and possession of drugs with intent to deliver. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Police in the college town of Moscow, Idaho, say they have not identified a suspect or found a weapon in the weekend slayings of four University of Idaho students in a rental house near campus. Authorities continue to believe the attack was targeted, but walked back a previous statement that there was no threat to the public. Moscow Police Chief James Fry.
We do not have a suspect at this time. We cannot say that there's no threat to the community. Be aware of your surroundings at all times.
According to the chief, all four victims were stabbed with a knife. There was no sign of forced entry, and a door was found open by the first officers to arrive. Two other people were found alive and unhurt in a large room. Five family members have been found dead inside their Phoenix home in what authorities are classifying as a homicide case. Police say the two adults and three children had obvious signs of trauma and that investigators were not searching for a suspect in the deaths. The names and ages of the five people weren't immediately released. A 911 call led to first responder teams being dispatched to the home about a possible gas leak. Authorities say the presence of gas was detected at the home. Phoenix Police Sergeant Melissa Solis.
Possible hazmat situation with an unresponsive person inside.
Police officers didn't go inside the home for several hours over safety concerns. A judge has sentenced a man who killed six people and injured many others when he drove his SUV through a Christmas parade in suburban Milwaukee to life in prison with no chance of release, rejecting arguments from the man and his family that mental illness drove him to do it. Our friends at Crime Online.
Waukesha County Circuit Judge Jennifer Doro sentenced 40-year-old Daryl Brooks Jr. on 76 charges, including 6 counts of first-degree intentional homicide and 61 counts of reckless endangerment. Each homicide count carried a mandatory life sentence, and the only uncertainty was whether Doro would allow Brooks to serve any portion of these sentences on extended supervision in the community, the state's current version of parole. She did not.
Wisconsin does not have the death penalty.
Florida cops call to investigate a trail of blood leading into a home. They discover what looks like a grisly scene, blood all over the house. They find a man lying in a bed upstairs who suffered a deep cut when he smashed through a window to break into the home. He's taken to the hospital for stitches, then booked on burglary. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.